Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 8 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Wichita water rates may be going up. We've got the story.
A man has been arrested on suspicion of killing an Augusta man. I'm Dan O'Neill.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Ann Holliday. We transition from the very active weather pattern we were in last week into a much more quiet pattern this week. We'll talk about our next chance of rain and when that might occur coming up.
The House Intelligence Committee is getting ready to vote on releasing its report on the Ukraine impeachment inquiry.
Committee staffers worked through recess to put together the report, laying out Democratic Chairman Adam Schiff's case against President Trump. The procedural vote to forward the report to the House Judiciary Committee comes before the panel takes the lead in the inquiry, with its first hearing scheduled tomorrow. The White House is declining to participate, calling the process fundamentally unfair, but it's leaving the door open to future cooperation. Judiciary Committee Chairman Democrat Jerry Nadler has given President Trump until Friday to decide whether he or his legal counsel will take part in any additional hearings. In Washington, Rachel Sutherland, Fox News.
At today's meeting, the Wichita City Council will consider raising water rates. Mayor Jeff Longwell tells KNSS News.
We've got to figure out how to pay for, you know, a aging water plant, and the only way you can do that is through your water rates, and so they are going to go up. Projection is about 5%.
Longwell commented during Mondays with the mayor on the Steve and Ted of the Morning Show here on KNSS. A police chase ended in a crash last night in southeast Wichita. Police say it's related to a suspect who robbed the Best Buy at 21st and Rock Road armed with a knife. Suspect left the store with nearly $4,000 worth of merchandise and then led police on a lengthy chase. Suspect finally crashed his car into an SUV at Pawnee and Hydraulic. Six people in the SUV suffered minor injuries, as well as a suspect. He was taken to a hospital for treatment. A Wichita man is in jail accused of a weekend murder.
20-year-old Carver Solomon was arrested on suspicion of second-degree murder and aggravated battery. Police say Solomon got into an argument with two men and then shot them in South Wichita on Saturday. 24-year-old John Wheeler of Augusta was shot once in the chest. He was transported to an area hospital where he died from his injury. A 25-year-old man drove himself to the hospital where he was treated for non-life-threatening injuries. Police say the shooting is believed to be drug-related. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
A woman is dead following a house fire in Wichita's Delano District on the west side. This happened Monday afternoon in the 200 block of North Elizabeth near Douglas and Seneca. A man came home to find the fire. His wife was trapped inside the home. The woman was pronounced dead at the scene. Cause of the fire is under investigation, and the victim's name has not been released. Now, police are seeking a suspect after a woman died in a gang-related barrage of gunfire inside and outside a nightclub in West Wichita. This happened early Sunday at the 5-on-1 Club near Central and West. A disturbance involving two men inside the club leading to gunshots. As patrons began to run, one of them, 19-year-old Sonia Brown, was struck by a bullet. She was hospitalized, later died from her injuries. Now, Police Captain Brent Allred says a lack of cooperation from witnesses has hindered the investigation, and more than two dozen people who were at the scene have yet to come forward.
There was more shooting going on outside the club. There could potentially be another victim, we believe, that was shot that has not reported it. So there's a lot of stuff that was going on at this club, a lot of people there that have not come forward yet. Now I'm asking them to come forward to give us the information so we can do our job to investigate this.
The club was only licensed to be open until 2 a.m., so it was operating after hours. After two more deaths over the weekend, there have now been 31 criminal homicide cases worked this year by Wichita police. KNSS News Time now, 8:04, 4 minutes past 8 o'clock.
Wildcats win one yesterday. We've got some honors for some Shocker men and women, and we'll talk about that in just a little bit coming up in sports.
And Dictionary.com has come up with its word of the year for 2019. We're going to tell you what that word is coming up, Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS. The KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted now, 8:07, 7 minutes past 8 o'clock on this Tuesday morning, third day of December. Kansas 1st District Congressman Roger Marshall tells KNSS News dealing with impeachment is stalling the passage of important legislation, such as the U.S.-Mexico-Canada Trade Agreement.
Why can't we get USMCA passed? And it's this darn impeachment process has just taken all the oxygen out of the room, not allowing us to pass USMCA. It's set on Speaker Pelosi's desk since March. We had the votes to pass it. It means thousands of jobs, hundreds of millions of dollars of increased exports for Kansas.
And the Marshall also says he's co-sponsoring the Aeronautics Innovation Act, which will mean millions of dollars for research. Following a weekend of buying on Black Friday, Small Business Saturday, and Cyber Monday, an opportunity to give on this Giving Tuesday.
Organizers call Giving Tuesday a global generosity movement, born 7 years ago as a hashtag and a simple idea to encourage and inspire millions of people globally to pay it forward.
With giving of all forms, so not just money, but time, action, voice, volunteering, and Giving Tuesday takes place now in every country in the world.
Giving Tuesday's Jamie McDonald says even making someone smile counts. For details, Twitter today will be a good place to search, or check out givingtuesday.org. Put in your zip code to find organizations that need some help. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
Dictionary.com has come up with its word of the year for 2019.
There were a number of things that led the website's senior research editor, John Kelly, to make this year's selection. He says climate change, Democrats' race to the White House, and Toy Story character Forky.
Woody, why am I alive?
All help propel this word to Dictionary.com's word of the year. So a drum roll, please. The word is existential. Look-up spikes occurred throughout the year when news events were framed in existential terms.
Climate change and our environmental challenges are one of the biggest existential threats to our way of life.
New York Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez there. As for what the word means, Dictionary.com has defined it as of or relating to existence.
I get it now.
Thanks, Forky. John Saucier, Fox News.
There's a word I do not use very often. Existential.
Existential, like Nietzsche and Kierkegaard.
Fine. 8:10 now, 10 minutes past 8 o'clock on this Tuesday morning.
Not a fan of the existentialist philosophers.
Not a philosopher or no, I.
Ah,
no.
I see. Well, this morning we've got
Archie and Veronica aboard.
Well, this morning, avoid eastbound Kellogg, and this is right around West Street. We've had a couple of vehicles involved in a traffic accident there. Big thank you to traffic tracker Patrick for telling me about this one. But that backup is really starting to go all the way back up onto I-235 even. So
where is this again?
Again, this is eastbound Kellogg at West Street.
Oh, okay.
And that backup is actually affecting I-235 back there, so it's going back quite a ways now.
Oh,
traffic update. Yeah. From 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, I'm Jed Chambers.
And now a look at the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. A weak frontal boundary is sliding across the state, but it's not really bringing much other than clouds. And with a gradual clearing sky into the afternoon, we should get to 58 for the high. Clear tonight, Tarlow 33. Clouding back up on Wednesday, though, with a high 58 and a slight chance of rain on Thursday afternoon. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now mostly cloudy, north wind at 6 miles per hour, not much wind, 30 degrees, still chilly out there this morning with Steve and Ted. And when the weather outside is frightful, nothing keeps you cozy and warm like a hat. Hats always make a great gift, and Hat Man Jack's has unique holiday gift ideas that can work for anyone, including gift certificates. Now open Sundays from 1 to 5 p.m. until Christmas at the Clock Tower in Delano, Hatman Jack's. 8:11, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. A mostly sunny day across central Kansas Monday, which Wichita's high temperature was 49 degrees. Normal high for the date, 48. And this morning again, reporting that former President Jimmy Carter has been hospitalized or was hospitalized over the weekend to treat a urinary tract infection, though the Carter Center says he is feeling better and looks forward to returning home soon. The incident comes 3 weeks After Carter was hospitalized ahead of a procedure to relieve pressure on his brain caused by a subdural hematoma, collection of blood outside the brain spurred by his recent falls. He was released from the hospital Wednesday in time for Thanksgiving, and there were no complications from the surgery, but then the 39th president admitted to Phoebe Sumter Medical Center in Americus, Georgia, over the weekend to treat that urinary tract infection. They think they're going to have him up and headed home pretty soon, but at his age, you know, 95 years old, at his age, these are not good signs. We'll just put it that way.
Right.
Our best for the guy with the hammer at Habitat for Humanity for over the years. Chicago Police Superintendent Eddie Johnson has been fired over what Mayor Lori Lightfoot describes as a series of ethical lapses.
Yeah.
Mayor Lightfoot says Johnson intentionally lied to me several times and cited an October incident where he was found asleep behind the wheel of his car after drinking.
He's been not good
with the Chicago PD since 1988, and he was planning on retiring at the end of the year. I don't know how this will affect being fired, how that affects your retirement pay. I got a feeling not much, but there you go. And that's a job I don't think I'd want. Chicago police superintendent with all the crime they have.
Oh, man, that'd be tough.
Man, you're on the spot every weekend.
I'd drive a man to drink. Oh,
yeah,
wait.
Or something. 8:13, Steve and Ted on December 3rd, 2019. And on this date in 1828, Andrew Jackson was elected president of the United States by the Electoral College. And I've got a new book that I'm starting to read about the Alamo down in Texas and what happened after the Alamo. And in the first few pages, Andrew Jackson is a big player. He's from Tennessee, and he was a mentor for a young man who went west named Sam Houston. And, of course, the city that Houston's named after, he was at the Alamo, along with another Tennessean by the name of Jim Bowie. And I don't know much about these guys. All I know is about, what we've seen in the movies and so forth. And it's always a distorted picture, you know.
Right, right.
They're always romanticized.
Yeah.
But these guys were, even so, these were pretty interesting characters. And that's what I like about history. You got to find out about Jim Bowie a little bit, or the truth about him. Sam Houston being, I think he said 6'3" at that time. Was considered a giant.
Yeah, huge.
Yeah, and apparently a very outgoing man who liked to take a drink now and then.
Probably occasionally.
So I'm going to find out about it, a little history for Texas and what happened with regard to that. All right. A very strange coincidence yesterday. I had a problem with my car. I took it and said, man, this engine light is not going to go away. I better take it in.
Okay.
So I took it into to the Mazda, Davis Moore, to get it checked out. And as I was there, Glenn, the service manager, was looking at my driver's license. He was going to provide a car for me. Driver's license. Hey, you know you're about to expire?
And you didn't know.
I said, no. And Shelly told me I had a warning or some sort of a notification come in the mail.
You should have.
I guess I just didn't
You
were
paying attention.
So, you know, I've got like 2 days to get this done.
Yeah.
So I went home and I said, Shelly, I got to do something about this. So we went over to the driver's license place over there in Twin Lakes. Is that the only one, by the way?
Twin Lakes?
Yeah. Seems like it might be the only one in the entire United States because everybody in the world was there. I mean, this was right around the noon hour, 1 o'clock yesterday. Of course, first Monday of the month, and I'm sure that had something to do with it. But I took a number of like 574. And we went over to sit down with, just the whole place is filled. And people are standing out there. There's not enough seats. So one of the things is the information lady at the front, and I didn't catch her name, but she was really good because, she puts up with a lot of stress every
right,
day.
Right, right,
She said, now what you can do, folks, is you can go online and get an appointment.
Yep.
And come back later, and then you don't have to wait.
That's right.
So, okay, we're sitting there, and I said, Shelly didn't have her cell phone. She took my cell phone. Which, you've seen my cell phone. It's like it was built in 1974.
You care. You don't know the difference.
But she was having a devil of a time trying to log on.
Right.
Then she couldn't have enough space. Anyway, it didn't work. So I said, all right, let's go home. I'll take a nap, and you can work on it. So she went home and got on her computer.
Okay.
And got me an appointment.
Bless her
heart.
Good.
So I'm going to go back today and try again.
There is another solution. It's what I did. I fairly recently, I believe last year, had to do this.
Yeah.
I went to Butler County.
Really?
There was a much...
A little bit of a drive, but man, not too far, probably.
Not for me. Not for where I live. There wasn't too much of a drive. And, by the way, I got my real ID when I did it.
Now, that's the new license with something on it there.
The star, yes.
The star. Yeah, I took my stuff for that. You know, I knew
so,
I
so
needed...
So you do have the identification for that.
I need a passport and Social Security. I had that. And proof that you live in the house you live in.
That's right, right.
And you're going to have that, I guess, or else, you know, they're going to have checkpoints at every border. And if you're going to Missouri, you can't get through without your pass or something like that.
That's right.
That's what this is all about.
Yeah, yeah.
That is the weird. I hope it's a good idea, but it sounds like, you know, this.
Now
this,
I
sounds
had
like
to
Europe
have,
to me.
I had to have my birth certificate.
Yeah. Well, you did. I did not have to have that, but I have a Social Security number that I
do too, and I have the card, but I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I didn't have to have it, but I was pretty sure you have to have the birth certificate.
Nope, didn't have to yesterday. She checked me out. I was ready to go. I had everything I needed.
Good.
I just didn't want to wait for the 2 hours they said it was going to take.
I think maybe because you had a passport.
Yeah,
maybe you
maybe
didn't
that's
need it because
it.
You had the passport.
I have a passport. I've actually traveled outside the America. You know.
Yeah, I didn't have a passport. Maybe so that's why I needed a birth certificate to do that. But
to me, Jed, I don't want to.
You will be waiting a while for that new shiny new license, though.
Yeah, well, don't take it personally.
It took quite a while for me to receive mine.
Don't take it personally, but you do have you're a fairly suspicious-looking person, so there you go.
Well, I also have a fairly unusual name,
yeah.
So I wonder if that doesn't have something to do with it, I suppose.
8:18 now, Steve and Ted coming up on 8:19. Steve and Ted here on this Tuesday morning in sports time now. Jad Chambers on the sports desk today talking about basketball, right?
That is correct. A standout performance at the Cancun Challenge has earned Shocker Eric Stevenson a spot on this week's American Athletic Conference Honor Roll. Stevenson is a 6'3" sophomore from Lacey, Washington. He averaged 20.5 points, 6.5 rebounds, and 2 steals a game during the Cancun Challenge. He made the all-tournament team. It's the first weekly award of Stevenson's career. The 6-1 Shockers returned to action Thursday night against Central Arkansas. Charles Koch Arena head coach Greg Marshall spoke with Mike Kennedy last night on the Coach's Show, and that was over on KFH, 1240 AM, 97.5 FM.
Certainly the trip to Cancun gave you a chance to see your team against a couple of power conference-type teams, and maybe just a general impression of where that leaves you in terms of understanding where you are right now.
Mike, I still don't know. You know, we were kind of disjointed a little bit in the second game. I think West Virginia gets a lot of credit for that with their size and athleticism and how hard they play. But we played very well in South Carolina.
Honors also awarded to a pair of Shocker ladies. Wichita State freshman guard DJ McCarty named to the AAC Freshman of the Week. Sophomore forward Shia Smith picking up her first honor roll selection on Monday. McCarty, a DeSoto, Texas native, 12.5 points and 47.4% shooting in Wichita State's 2 wins last week. And remember, that includes that home win over Oklahoma on Saturday. Smith is coming off of her first career double-double. And in the 2 wins this week, she averaged 6 points and 11.5 rebounds on 50% shooting. McCarty, Smith, and the Shockers traveling to Springfield, Missouri to take on number 19 Missouri State, the Lady Bears, tomorrow night. Xavier Sneed, 18 points, and K-State beat Florida A&M 76-58 last night. Wildcats improved to 5-2. They forced 17 turnovers and scored 18 fast break points off of those mistakes, but did turn the ball over 20 times themselves. That ties them for their most turnovers this season. K-State next up for the Wildcats, a home matchup with Marquette, and that is on Saturday. The new college basketball poll's out. KU moves up 2 spots to number 2 on the AP poll, and that's trailing only Louisville. The Jayhawks also moved up 2 spots to the coaches poll, number 3 behind Louisville and Virginia. Tune in tonight at 6 for KU Basketball Hawk Talk with head coach Bill Self, and that's on KFH 1240 AM 97.5 FM. And Steve, the Wichita Thunder announcing that tomorrow's scheduled game at Rapid City postponed. They're going to have some bad weather.
It's rain?
They're going to have some bad weather, Rapid City. So the Thunder and the Rush, that game's going to be moved to Sunday, January 26th at 5:05 p.m. Thunder returning to action on Friday night at 7:05 with a trip to Independence to take on the Kansas City Mavericks, and that's sports on Steve and Ted in the Morning.
8:21 now. Keep it here for the Hannity Morning Minute. Sean says he was unfairly criticized by conservatives. That's coming up. Steve at 10 in the morning on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.